Draw a little line out from that into the margin of some place where it can be left. one good thing to God is Christian religion, and I'm talking about the Bible Christian religion, which incidentally is doctrine, and you got right down to it, because Bible doctrine is Baptist doctrine. We're not in balance with the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I certainly wouldn't be in balance with the gospel of a lot of persons. If I had to stand before you people today and tell you that you could clean up your lives and resolve to be better, and I do all the time that you couldn't do very much about it in the first place. But if I had to stand here before you this morning and tell you that you've got to keep the Ten Commandments in order to be saved, or if I had to tell you, and I know you have kept the Ten Commandments right now, let alone yours to keep all of the Ten Commandments, I would be in a situation in part by the time I got out of Florida. They have a big squabble going on in the church now whether they're going to make a public announcement about people that have dropped out for attending church. Whether they're going to make a public announcement, and so that's a big debate whether they did or not. Well, if they're already out, they're not attending, they're unfaithful, why make a public announcement on it if they're already out? Say, yeah, we ought to take the roll and take a public announcement of it. And so it all boils down, itself down, of course, to how to get them off the roll, whether or not they're off automatically or this, that, or the other. But I meant to bring what, in other words, they all admit, they said, that none of them are absolutely perfect. That there's some of them that are going to fall in error, that they're out of the church, and therefore out of salvation. But at the same time, we want to remember that all of us have got a little bit of error left. We're not too embarrassed for that kind of doctrine. Why not just believe what the Bible says, that there's not a just man on earth that feels good to sin and not, that we're all sinners, and the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanseth us from all sin. Well, that's the Bible. That's what God said. Jesus said, I preach the truth to save sinners. And so the Bible way is a way that you will not be embarrassed with at all. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power, and what the definite article be, the power of God and salvation. And one of my good friends said, Brother Ford, remember that in the Greek, the method article G is not there. I know it, and I don't care if it is or not. When it comes translating it into English, it ought to be there. It's really good work. It is the power of God. There is no power. Now, I know there's a lot of different ways that we get the gospel from. For instance, some people might read it in a newspaper or a magazine. Somebody else might hear it from the Sunday school teacher, and somebody else may see the gospel reflected in their eyes. The gospel person. There's a lot of different ways that God would use to get the message across to it. But it still remains that the gospel is the power of God's salvation to the believer. Now, what is the gospel? That's the next thing. Well, that's the evangelism. The evangelism, or the good news. That's what an evangelist is, the teller of the good news. And if you'd like to know what the good news is, just turn to the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Paul spells it out. Word for word. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, or the good news which I preach unto you. So the gospel is something that can be preached, and which also you have received. So the gospel is something that can be received with Well, would you willing? I David is Lord over all, the Caesar, the ruler, the emperor, and he was afraid to go to court. He liked it. This, the whole thing was thrown away, but he had it nevertheless. And that was the thing, they were running up and down stairs to the back of the people. They were going to see the hurt, and I was seeing the next guard there. Crucified! Crucified! So the war lost all the Holy Spirit of Jesus. They go over and over and over again. Crucify him! Crucify him! God said, I can't find any fault with him at all. I've tried him and the other rulers have tried him and we can't find him again. We've even brought in witnesses that the only two, every one of them were liars and we knew the only two that even made accusations. But two men sat down. We heard him say that he destroyed the temple. I raised up 3 days and they made it look like he talked about the temple out there. You know, the big fire in the temple. He talked about his own body. Jerusalem for the Passover feast. And him, on him they laid the cross. Simon and Cyrene carried that cross on out to Ingolstadt and the north of the city of Jerusalem. They stood on the ground there and they threw Jesus in the part of the head hand down and they drove Simon through his hands and into his feet and then he was up and let fall the hole in the rock. Thank you. upon the ark to be